The four steps of marketing are a powerful way to increase your sales. In today's discussion, I'll cover what the four steps of marketing are and how they can work together to double or triple your revenues.
Today's podcast is brought to you by MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com. Mark Adams is a serial entrepreneur who has started, built, and sold six businesses. Currently, he and his team help companies all over the world dramatically increase their sales by using his proven marketing systems to create, implement, and automate their marketing plans. If you'd like to learn more about today's topic or schedule a free 30-minute consultation to talk about your company's marketing, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button. Enjoy today's podcast. Here's our founder and CEO, Mark Adams.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this session of the Marketing Brief, where we help you improve your marketing in just a minute or two. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. In my marketing company, when I first talk to many of my clients, they suggest that all they need for more business is a better website or higher rankings in the search engines. But what most people take a little time to wrap their minds around is that effective marketing is not just doing one thing and hoping it works. Successful marketing is several things working together. So the sum is greater than the parts. Successful marketing really is a process. It's almost a system. Think how you run your business now. And if you've had any type of success in a particular area, I bet you have a system. Maybe for your hiring, maybe for your staffing, maybe your bill paying. Over time, you've tried different things, kept what worked, and eliminated what didn't until you had a workable, repeatable system. You track it, measure it, and then you refine it. But for most businesses, marketing seems to go unsystematized. You try this advertising, that promotion. Nothing works in unison or creates any leverage. Your results are moderate at best. Certainly nothing is automated so you can concentrate on other parts of your business. In all of my companies, I actually started with the day I would sell the business and work backwards until I could create a process that was simplistic and teachable for everything I did. That's what you should do in your marketing. But I really was no different in my first business either, and that's why I've come to believe so much in the four-step marketing plan. In the early years, I didn't call it that, and it certainly didn't seem to have some of the technology that we have today. But what I used is what we had. I systematized it and was able to build up and sell six different businesses using it. It was so effective that I had fellow business owners constantly ask me to help them with their marketing. So when I sold my last business, I decided to incorporate the four steps of marketing into helping others, and my seventh business was created. So what are the four steps of marketing and how do they affect you? The four steps of marketing, very simply, are number one, a unique selling point. Number two, your platforms and offers. Number three, your marketing arsenal. Number four, marketing automation. Let's discuss each area in a little bit more detail. What is a unique selling point? What specific reasons should any potential customer buy your product or service from you instead of somewhere else? Sounds like a simple question, doesn't it? Well, maybe, maybe not. If you can't answer this question quickly, succinctly, and with confidence, you're leaving money on the table. The unique selling point, USP, can make or break your business. By the way, unless you're Walmart, low price should never be a USP. Your unique selling point should make a customer buy from you regardless of price. Here's one of my favorite examples. When Domino's Pizza first started, their USP was delivered in 30 minutes or it's free. Well, you talk about distancing yourself from the competition. That's what you should try and do. Now let's talk about creating your USP. Identifying your USP is the first step of successful marketing. When creating a USP, consider the following. What makes you unique? Your company's marketing goals. Profile of your ideal customer. You want to define customer expectations and customer feedback. What your customers really think of you. Your marketing, and if you're doing any tracking, what does it tell you? Your cost per lead. Your customer retention programs. Your marketing systems reviews. And much more. After examining your USP, you'll have an excellent understanding of your company's marketing goals, a defined target audience, and what innovations you really need to make to be more profitable. Your message will have some clarity. And again, your unique selling point can make or break your business. Step two, your platforms and offers. Platforms and offers is really about creating a system where you can ultimately follow up with your customers. Currently, over 95% of business owners don't follow up with their prospects. If you don't keep in touch with these potential buyers, you're missing thousands of dollars in potential sales. Now let's talk about the buying scale. Potential customers are at different stages in this buying cycle. If you think of A to Z, the A buyers are just starting the process and are not quite ready to buy. The Z buyers, however, are ready to buy at that particular moment. The Z buyers are relatively easy to convert into customers, but they're fairly a small number. They represent your current sales. But what if you could convert a percentage of your A to Y buyers into customers? Could you see a dramatic increase in your sales and ultimately your profits? I think so, if you simply marketed to these A to Y buyers. You do this with platforms and offers. The second step in four-step marketing is deciding which platforms you'll deliver your offers to the entire A to Z buying group. This stage involves gathering their contact information. Then you market to them and help move them from the early stages to the end of the A to Z scale. The platform is anywhere you have contact with them. Your showroom, your website, a trade show, the telephone, etc. Then you create offers that would interest your customer, such as an educational audio, a CD, a DVD, free books, a podcast, or anything in your platform for delivery might be direct mail, emails, maybe text messages. Then you really want to see what works best. Traditional marketing says spend a lot of advertising and literally hope it works. Well, how do you track it? How do you know? The four-step process answers these questions. After we help you create your USP, platforms, and offers, we'll do what's called split testing. This literally will allow you to compare offers and see which ones produce the most results. You simply increase the use of the best performers and eliminate the others, allowing for an excellent return on your marketing budget. This provides measurable, accountable results. Well, let's talk about implementation. Once you determine which offers work the best, the next step is to follow up with your future buyers through a series of timely content that educates and informs them about the reasons to purchase from your company. They're moved along that A to Z scale until they're ready to purchase. Well, the next step is the marketing arsenal, step number 3. The marketing arsenal is what most people think of when they think of marketing. The marketing arsenal is the method you'll use to deliver your content to convert your prospects into buyers. This step will be successful because you've already created excellent USPs and successfully tested your platforms and offers. Now, then you want to send targeted traffic to those offers. This is where things begin to happen. It's really fun and exciting to see your prospect list grow and your newly found potential customers start to move along the A to Z scale. At this point, it's only a matter of time before your sales skyrocket. Let's talk about some of those particular marketing arsenal weapons. There are lots of weapons that can be part of the marketing arsenal regardless of your budget, and here's a handful. Social media marketing, search engine optimization, content marketing, microsite marketing, podcast marketing, video marketing. You could do pay-per-click marketing, mobile text marketing, email, classified marketing, Amazon marketing, email marketing, direct mail marketing. You can use free recorded messages. And gosh, there's so much more. It's time to start your marketing arms race. Step 4 is marketing automation. You've determined your USP, your platform and offers, and loaded your marketing arsenal. Your prospects are showing progress and turning into buyers. Now's the time for the 4th step, which is to automate your efforts. Marketing automation allows you not only to create new customers, but it also frees your time to build your business further, or if you so choose, enjoy some much-needed time off. Marketing automation is simply using technology to put your marketing on autopilot. And here's 2 forms of automation. You got your A to Z prospect follow-up. You guide them through the buying process until they make a purchase or become customers. Number 2 is customer follow-up. Once A to Z prospects buy, you automate that follow-up so it converts them into a repeat customer. Well, this is where you're going to develop fans of your business. When used in conjunction, the 4 steps of marketing will create an ongoing supply of fans and skyrocket your business to tremendous success. Now that you have things set up on automation, the process continues to bring you customers again and again, day after day. The beauty of the 4-step method is that it's pretty simple, but it can be scaled up to create as much marketing as you'd like because it's a system. And as we discussed earlier, systems are what separate successful businesses from ones that are not. I hope you're taking a moment here to consider the possibilities for your business using the 4-step method. Well, that wraps up our discussion on the 4 steps of marketing. I hope this has been helpful. I wish you the best in your marketing. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation to discuss how to better market your business, go to markadamsmarketingsystems.com and click the schedule meeting button.